var eğer sen.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Akina Finch, and of course, I'm with my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. You know, if I'm there, she'll be there too. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I am doing well. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. I mean, we are getting ready to interview this wonderful, wonderful woman. She is part of our AIB group, and that's Authors in Business, you know, with Desiree Lee. We both have made great strides in our books because of the AIBs, and we really want to feature this lovely lady as well because she is making great, great changes in the world. And today we're going to be talking with Veronica McCall, and she's going to tell us more about her book and her company and all the things she's doing to change the world via social media. So, hello, Veronica.
Hello. How are you?
I am great. I am great. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. So thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And, you know, I have to ask you the question that everybody's waiting on, right? What do you do to change the world via social media?
Well, you know, I am just a vessel. And I am an open vessel for God, and God has just been downloading so many different ideas and visions that some things are new to me, and I'm just kind of walking them out by faith. So I am a new author of a book, Against All Odds, Persevere, and that was a vision that God had given me. And so I just, you know, I want to be an inspiration, particularly to women, to empower women, to inspire them, to encourage them, to keep giving, keep fighting, and never give up.
Because we do need that support, and so sometimes we can get so caught up in our everyday life and find ourselves lost sometimes. So that is amazing what you're doing. I also see that you have a company called Running With Purpose. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, that is just the business that I started to basically house my books. Because he keeps giving me more. Initially, I thought it was just going to be one book, but he keeps giving me more books. So it is a company basically that's going to empower and inspire others to run with purpose, to walk in the purpose that God has given them and walk in their run in their destiny, in their purpose. So there will be books, there will be T-shirts, there is going to be blogging. There's going to be events that's going to come out of this business. Like I said, God has just been downloading so many different visions and ideas in my mind. It's like, oh, my goodness. I'm trying to keep them all straight. But basically, overall, like I said, to help women to run with purpose, to not get stuck, don't get stagnant, don't get sidetracked by anything that comes their way and different difficult like circumstances and things that they may be faced with, but to keep on striving and keep on fighting and keep on pressing through and run with purpose.
You know, I love that, you know, because I feel the need for that motivation, that inspiration, that empowerment that you can do it. You know, so many people is trying to hinder women today, and we need to really be more uplifting and embracing. And I see that that's where your company and your products can really do for women. So how do you get the products out to the people?
Well, I have the book, Against All Odds, Persevere. I actually have two books. It's Against All Odds, Persevere, Stories of Our Sisters, and then Against All Odds, Persevere, 30 Days of Affirmations. So people can either contact me directly or I have them on Amazon so they can be purchased on there, either paperback or Kindle version as well.
Wonderful.
Well, that is amazing. We want to know, because I know we all have a history, like before we became business women, before we became authors, before we became speakers. Tell the audience a little bit more about you before you became this businesswoman so they could be able to know a little bit more about your history.
Sure. I am a child. There were five of us in our family. My mother and father divorced when I was very young, so I grew up in a single-parent household, which was a struggle for me because I always wanted my parents to get back together, and that did not happen. So I always told myself that when I would, you know, grow up and get married and have children and all of that kind of stuff, that I would never get a divorce because I didn't want my children to go through what I had experienced. Well, as we all do, we have our life planned out. You know, I thought, okay, I'm gonna get married by this age. I'm gonna have kids by this age. How many kids I was gonna have? You know, just all kind of stuff. I had my life all planned out, and it did not work like I planned. And so I ended up getting married and going through a divorce. It was a difficult marriage and divorce, and it was something, like I said, that I never wanted to do. So that time of my life was very trying, very difficult as well to deal with. But it really strengthened me. It taught me a lot about myself. It built my character, and then, like I said, life just happens. You know, we have our life planned out, but life has happened. So I have, through the years after the divorce, and I had a child, so I ended up being a single parent, even though his father was still involved. I was a single parent raising him, you know, because we had got divorced, and I still had to deal with the aftermath of the divorce as well. And then I started experiencing loss. And so that was truly a difficult time in my life, going through that. My sister was diagnosed with liver cancer. And so I had to care for her and go through that whole process of chemo and lost her. So during that time, you know, I went through a deep depression that was my best friend. So I just have discovered myself, you know, during these different circumstances and situations that have occurred, and I've learned that it's not my plan, it's God's plan for my life. So I have to seek him and follow his lead and not try to be in control, and then accept what he has for me and trust him. You know, this is where God has me at right now, is really trusting him in every area of my life. So I have been through a lot, and to caption that, I always say I don't look like what I've been through, because I have been through a lot of tests and a lot of trials and difficult times, but through it all, God has been there with me, and I have persevered.
Ooh, that's powerful. That is so powerful, and you know, I know that people are going to get so much from this book, you know. It seems like you need to really go through before you can really give that testimony. But when you give that testimony and people see that you have overcame in spite of, it really touches a lot of hearts. And I know that your books are going to do just that for people, because you seem to do it from your heart and not just trying to do to the glory of me, but it's more to the glory of thee. And that is so important in today's area. What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely agree, because initially, you know, when I was growing up, I had problems with self-esteem and just talking in front of people. The enemy tried to silence me and silence my voice, because he knew that how powerful I was and that I would be able to encourage and influence others. And so when I look back, you know, and just see how I was, to how I am now, because I was even a very private person. So I wasn't sharing anything about my business, you know, in public or in a group setting or to too many people. I had, you know, my small select group of friends that I would talk to and share, you know, personal things one-on-one, but I was not the type that was going to share, you know, private, my personal private moments and things like that. And so to see, like, you know, how God has pushed me and, you know, I just find myself sharing, and even in the book, you know, because I tell my story as well as other stories in the book. So, you know, even as I was writing the book, I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, this is a lot, you know. So I just know that, like I said before, I am a vessel and that I'm just trying to be obedient to what God has for me. It's not always easy, you know, but it's definitely necessary because God has me on this journey, and I know that part of my purpose is to encourage and motivate and just help other women, you know, from the different things that I have gone through. Our testimony is not just for us, but it's for other people as well.
Oh, powerful. Very, very powerful. First, I want to say I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your sister. I know this so close to home, and that's a tough situation. And so our condolences for that situation. And I'm a believer that your pain is not in vain. What you are experiencing or what you're going through, you just never understand at that very moment why you're going through these various tests in your life and why were you chosen. But you have to understand that, you know, much is given as much as required, because he knows that you will be able to handle that situation. And so now, and I tell people all the time that with you being obedient, you're listening to that silent voice, that you are bold and unapologetic enough to be able to share that message, to inspire and empower other people, because people fail to realize that if you just listen to your next sister, because in reality, we all are sisters. If you listen to that next sister story, you guys can relate, and you guys could be able to help and unite one another. So I'm loving exactly what you're doing. So what is your next thing that you are working on now? Because what you're doing right now is absolutely amazing. But when I know the God that we serve, that he's always have us on an assignment of destiny. So what is your next assignment that you're working on right now?
Yes, I am actually about to start working on another book. So basically the book that I have already written is a book of stories of women who are basically telling their testimony. And like I said, my testimony is in there as well, because we all have a story. And like I said, our story is not just for us, but it's for someone else, to bless someone else. And so I am working on interviewing more women. And I think this time I may include some men as well, because they have a story, too, in a different perspective. So I want to continue this journey to interview people from all aspects of life, all walks of life, all different types of situations and circumstances that different people have faced, whether it be addiction, rape, abuse, incarceration, all different types of situation and things like that. And I will turn their interview into a testimony and write a short story about that in my next book. So it will be just a continuation of this book with new stories. And as well, I plan on doing different events around my city to empower women, to get women together to talk about some crucial conversation things that we don't usually talk about in our community, and just to promote women and to promote different things. You know, I want to plan a women's conference as well, so that is one of the things that I'm working on now, too, because I want it to be very informative and just cover a lot of different topics in different areas that I feel that's very significant and need to be addressed. So I have so many different ideas and so many different things. I'm trying to write them all down and figure out how I'm going to squeeze them all in and plan them all and do it all, and as well as, you know, book signing tours and, you know, traveling and speaking engagements and different things like that. So God is keeping me busy right now.
Yes, I mean, it's amazing when, you know, when the floodgates open, as they say, and all the abundance comes through and you're able to touch people in ways that you never could imagine. And it started from you exposing your gift and your message through your books and through your company, and now through your speaking. So, I mean, I definitely have to applaud you on that. I definitely know that feeling where you get to see the people live and in living color that you've been touching for so long. And tell us about some of the different speaking engagements you have going. How can the people support?
Well, I have been doing just a local event. I live in Ohio, so I've been doing some local events that I have been invited to here. Also on a Microsoft book signing tour with the Authors in Business, so I'm excited about that. So I get to tell about my book, you know, there, and a little bit about my testimony. We'll be in Miami this month, and we're going to Charlotte, North Carolina next month. And then I also been invited to come to different book clubs. So I've been, you know, like I said, sharing my book and my testimony in different areas. I was invited to a church on Sunday. It was an African American like literacy program, and so someone I know invited me there, and so I was able to give my testimony and share my book with the people that came to that event as well. So, you know, I'm still open for different speaking engagements and different events that are coming up.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. One of the things that when I just hear your message is absolutely like something that people need to really hear, understand, and digest. Because oftentimes we could be able to speak to the souls, but at the same time people are not digesting it. And so a lot of times people find themselves stuck in their purpose. What would you tell other women how they too can begin the process of getting unstuck so they too can be able to walk into their purpose?
Well, first I would say pray, because that is the foundation for everything. You have to pray. You have to talk to God and seek Him and seek His guidance. I'm always asking God to lead, guide, and direct me. And I know that my steps are already ordered. And, you know, whatever God's doing, I want to be included. And I want to just be on track with His will. And that's what I tell Him all the time. I don't want to be to the left or to the right. I want to be on that straight path, you know, and I want to do exactly what He has called me to do. So I think that's so important, you know, to put God first and let Him lead and relinquish the control, because like I said before, we're always trying to control our destiny and control whatever we're doing and what's going on and our next move. So we have to surrender that control to God and let Him tell us, you know, what our next move is. So I think that's important. And then also I think you need to surround yourself by good, positive Christian people, you know, good people who have your best interests at heart, who will pray with you, who will encourage you, motivate you, who inspire you, people that you can learn and grow from. And, you know, just surround yourself by those type of people that will help you to get on track and to encourage you to keep moving. Because, you know, once you get stuck and get stagnant, you know, it can get difficult and you can get discouraged, then you can feel like, you know, you don't know what to do or what move to make or where to go from here. And so, you know, it's basically, to me, I just feel like it's a setup by the enemy, because once you get stuck, he's going to keep playing on that. So you need to have things that are feeding your spirit that's going to keep motivating you and encouraging you, even through the difficult times, to keep going. And I think also, you know, different things that you go through, they have purpose. So I think that you can find your purpose in some of those difficult times and difficult areas and situations in your life. Pray about those. And I think that you, you know, you'll start to be on track with, you know, what your purpose is and where God is taking you. And once you just move out on faith and just take a step, that's when God will just continually guide you and show you, you know, okay, do this, or, you know, give you a different idea or tell you where to go or connect you, like divine connections, to where you need to be to help you to be on that path for your purpose.
Wow. See, that is powerful. I just love your giving heart and your spirit. And, you know, as we're getting ready to draw to a close, I want you to really tell the people that one nugget that you think that they need to push to their next level, you know, whether it be one of your lovely affirmations from your book or, you know, just a passage that will help them go along their way.
Okay. Well, like I said, you know, life happens to all of us. And how we respond when life happens to us makes all the difference. So to me, it doesn't matter how you start, but it's how you finish. And so life happened to me. Like I said, I had my whole life planned out, and it didn't go anything like I had planned. Not only did I lose my sister, I lost both of my parents. I went through a challenging time with my son being sick. And that's when my back was pushed up against the wall. I had no one to count on, no one to depend on or trust but God. And so in those times, you know, you really need to seek God. Even when we leave God, he never leaves us. And so he is right there with us. You know, he is real. And you can speak to him, you can sing to him, you can pray, you can write things down, because another thing that has been helpful for me is journaling. And so get into your quiet place, your secret place with God, and seek him wholeheartedly. It doesn't even matter, you know, what you've been through and the mistakes you have made. It's okay. You know, you have to forgive yourself. And you have to keep moving. So that's what I would, you know, encourage others to do, is not get stuck, not give up, not give in to the tricks of the enemy, but to keep fighting, to keep pressing, to keep speaking. You know, one thing that helps me is speaking positive things, positive affirmations, and speaking life over myself. So you have to speak life over yourself, over your situation, and change your mindset from a negative mindset, from a defeated mindset, to a victorious mindset. And once you start speaking those things, because there's power in the tongue, and start walking those things out and believing that we serve a limitless God and that he can do all things regardless of what the situation looks like, then you'll start to see that change that you believe. So you have to have that faith and stay encouraged.
Wow, that was powerful. Very, very powerful. I thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, Dr. Finch, and I truly, truly enjoyed this. And I can imagine how
the audience is going to take this information and reach out to you. But I want to leave you with this. Always continue to walk in your faith. Constantly continue to activate your faith. Because oftentimes people feel that faith is the only thing that we need. No. Faith without work is dead. So once you activate that faith, the doors will continue to open. And when the doors continue to open, it's endless. So I thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you for just being able to be so authentic, so be so transparent, and share your story. Because majority, they don't share their story, and we all have a story.
Yeah.
So I thank you so much. And Dr. Finch, I know she's over there jumping right now because we both understand this all so well. So with that being said, Dr. Finch is going to go ahead and get ready to close us out. And then from there, we look forward to many more of your successes and staying connected with you. You have a blessed one, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I have enjoyed talking to you guys.
Oh, it was definitely our honor. And, you know, if Veronica said something to you that resonated today, please find this podcast on changingmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Veronica, 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 it has been so awesome. And I love the fact, love your energy, love your spirit, love the fact that you love sharing with other people and sharing your story. You don't hold your testimony in. You put it out there so that others can see that they can do it too. So I definitely admire that about you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's definitely an honor, because at the end of the day, when we hold it in, we don't know how many people we're not showing up for, you know?
That's so true. So true.
And I just want to say, I see you showing up, and I see you showing out, and I can't wait to get my first T-shirt and get my other books, too. So let me know, and we'll be here to support.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And, again, thank you for this opportunity to allow me to share, just to share a little bit of my testimony, and I hope that it blesses and encourages someone else, because you're not alone. We think that when we're going through things, we are alone, but we are not alone. Someone else has gone through something, the same or similar situation. So just be encouraged, and God bless you guys, and God bless everyone who's listening to this today.
Well, you have to tell them how to find you. They got to be able to find the dynamic Veronica McCall now, right?
Yes, yes. They can definitely find me on social media. I am on Facebook, Running with Purpose. I'm also on Periscope, on Instagram. So you can look up Running with Purpose, and you will find me there. I am also working on a website, so that should be up and running soon. So, and that will be Running with Purpose as well. So I am out there. Look for Running with Purpose or Veronica McCall, and you will be able to locate me.
So if you are out there running with purpose and you need just a little help or a little push, then you need to connect with Veronica McCall today. And she will give you that push you need through her books, through her materials, everything you need to get to Running with Purpose. So with that being said, I want to thank everyone for listening today. And we will continue to bring you people who are changing the world via social media. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.